Welcome to the reunion special of Bring It. Is Miss D hard on the girls? Neva is back, and let's get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I forgot how the intro goes.
Hey.
Ooh, come on, what you got, Tamara?
I like that song, but I like it.
I'm in the vibe now. Hey, hey.
Welcome to another fantastic episode of Bring It. This is our final episode with you guys. We are so going to miss you. I am your host, your favorite Monday, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock host, English Cleveland, joined by my two favorite lovely ladies.
Wait, where's the excitement? Because you usually say my favorite.
Okay. Because I'm kind of emotional that this is going to be our last week, so I'm holding back the tears. Okay. But my favorite ladies of Monday night, I am joined with...
Hi guys, it's your girl Robin Ayers.
And Tamara Brown. I think it's okay that it's like nice and smooth because it's like we're bringing it home, we're slowing things down. I feel like the mood in here, like this looks bluer than usual. Yeah. Maybe it's just me. Like I feel like we're just...
We're sailing.
We're just, okay. That's cool for them, but I kind of like the turn up. So
Robin needs to go to the next studio. You need to be in there for Atlanta.
I need to hear the other Rihanna song. Work.
I saw some... I walked past a bar the other night and somebody was doing karaoke to Work, and I was like, can you think of a lazier song to do karaoke to than a song that you're basically, you just have to open your mouth and make noise?
Yes, but you gotta give it while you're working.
Oh, I think hopefully they were dancing.
The laziest.
Were they dancing?
No. She's just singing.
Oh, okay. Well, I know she
got the only one that has a problem with it. I'm the only one that wants you to.
I don't.
Put a little heart into it. So I kind of had a problem with Vivica Fox being the host.
Did you?
Oh, really? Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that.
I was just a little thrown off. I know. Didn't she do it last season?
I don't know.
I kind of remember her doing it before. But I was like, okay, Vivica Fox, out of all people, how did they choose her to be the host?
Listen, Vivica is ratchet. She fits right in. She's like, you know, one of the moms or something like
but
that.
But how do you feel about her plastic surgery?
Oh, we're going there. Okay, so Vivica, listen, I think Vivica totally, in my opinion, she matched, don't you think she matched what everybody else was, what their vibe, she matched what they were saying.
I liked her hair.
She, you know, because she has a wig line.
Yeah.
She has a hair line.
Okay.
Like white. Mm-hmm. It was like white, like pale ice color.
Yeah. What's that? What's the movie? The four, the Fantastic Four? Mm-hmm. It was kind of like that.
Oh,
like
Storm.
Yeah. She was kind of like Storm.
Yeah.
So go Vivica. I liked it.
Yeah.
You didn't think?
No.
Should they have had Robin Ayers sit in?
Yeah. I'm like, they could have chosen so many other people, and I was just thinking, Vivica?
I did wonder if she, like, actually, has she watched the show, or did she have to do, like, a quick marathon catch-up?
Because her, like, line, her, like, advice to them was very, like, basic. Like, well, honey, I've been in the business for 20 years.
I did notice that.
It wasn't, like, a fan that has watched the show that was like, well, Brittany, I thought it was weird when you did this, or Cameron did this, or I felt like, you know, you guys should have lost. She had no personal opinion, like a fan of the show. Yeah. It was very basic to the point of, you know.
But just, do you think she, because usually when I just recall other hosts who do something similar to that, like a reunion special, they normally don't have a point of view either. They're like, well, the audience says, or let's watch this clip.
And, but she was giving them advice.
No, but I hear what you're saying, because I noticed she did that a lot. She plugged herself a lot. Like, she was like, I thought I was going to have to set it off and do the whole, like, you know, Kill Bill thing. Yeah, and I was like, okay, Vivica. But as far as personally with the ladies, I don't think she was so much like giving her personal opinion about the show.
But like when she talked to the twins, it seemed like she was like trying to give them like special advice too. And
she's also older, so I felt like she was being very like motherly to everybody, like dishing out advice because she felt that she's wiser for some reason. I think she was trying to play that role.
Did you notice she was giving Diana her props on being hard? You know how she would, but that's probably because she has a similar personality.
Yes,
but
I was thinking
I think Vivica
that too.
Is a little like both. Like, I think she has her softer side, and I think she has her grr, you know, like rough.
Did you like her, Robin?
Yeah, I really liked her. Maybe that's just because I like her personally.
Okay. You're a friend of hers?
Do you like her personally?
Well, we're not friends, but...
But do you like her personally? Like,
I don't know her personally.
I've met her. I've interviewed her personally.
We have a guest.
What up, studio? Our guests in the studio making that crunching sound.
We have a hungry bear. We have a hungry bear roaming in the studio. It's Vivica Fox, you guys. No, Vivica, I don't like you. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know her personally not to like her, but I just thought it was an interesting move. And then maybe because I hadn't seen her in such a long time that I was like taken back to see her, and then to see all of the plastic surgery that she's had. Yeah. It was like, I couldn't help but like continue to look at her.
See, I didn't even notice that either. Yeah. I thought she looked great.
No, she had tons of plastic surgery.
She has, but she used to be, I think, even a lot worse.
Yes,
she used
you're
to be
right.
a lot worse. Like her cheeks were really, really dumb, and I think that's been brought down some.
But now her lips seem like they're like discombobulated.
English is just not happening with this decision. Lifetime, just please, for the sake of English, don't bring Vivica Fox next year.
It's gonna be a Twitter war between Vivica and English.
No, no,
it's like no matter what we say, she's like, yeah, but I don't know. Did you see?
I was just so shocked, and I watched it twice, and I was like, man, Vivica, like, what the hell? Like, and I was thinking, she got 50 Cent and everything. Like, I mean, come on. How'd this happen? But anyways, let's move on.
She got
good job, Vivica. Good job. a question that was brought up was, is Miss D hard on the girls?
Right.
I know we've discussed this a lot during our season of recapping Bring It, and we've had our views vary each week. But now, what do you guys think? We got a chance to watch the whole recaps. We got a chance to see different clips of, you know, her screaming. And every clip they showed, actually, she was screaming. Mm-hmm, and Miss D's defense that she likes to use a lot is that, you know, if a football coach was doing it, if a basketball coach was doing it, if they were cursing at their team members, you know, no one would say anything.
That's a very important point to make. I'm glad she said that. I loved it when she said that, because that's true. I mean, you hear that a lot now, like... People supporting Hillary Clinton use that defense all the time now, too, saying that, you know, if she can't do the things that male politicians get away with, you know, and it's true for female coaches. It's true for a lot of females in a position of power, where if you are being aggressive, raising your voice, showing aggression in any way, you're seen as the B word. I don't know if we can say that.
Yes, you can.
You're just seen as a bitch rather than somebody who's like holding their own and standing up for themselves. And
Yeah.
I'm looking for, okay, his name is Eric Thomas. Okay, so since we say that point, because I'm also glad that she said that. I mean, she's sort of like a coach, like a female coach, right?
Right.
There's a gentleman named Eric Thomas. He goes by E, the hip hop preacher. And he's a motivational guy, but he goes and talks to a lot of like sports teams and everything like that, and he gets raw, like real, like hard. But what he's saying is motivational. And what he's saying is a good message to try to get across. So it's like, because he's a man and he's got this big stature, you know, we expect, or we don't think anything less if he's going that hard. But what about little Miss Scrawny? No shade, Miss D. I'm just saying, like, she's small. Like, she's smaller in frame, and she's this woman. And it's just like, but we tend to get thrown off, you know, when she's so loud and hard. But it's sort of the same thing. So when her message is actually pretty good.
And obviously they're going, you know, it's a reality show. They're going to take all of the sound bites where she screams. She might, in one night of practice that they're recording, she might scream one time, but of course that's what they're going to show, you know, rather than all of the times when she probably might have been being sweet the rest of the time. That's not reality TV worthy, so of course that's what we're going to see.
Right. Yep. Well, another topic that the DDP, or Kayla, I should say, and her mom brought up was that Kayla didn't get treated fair as being a coach during this season as her first year of being assistant coach. She wasn't treated as fair as the assistant coach, and she didn't think that she got all the credit that she deserved. When they first proposed a Vivica first proposed a question and Tina answered it, I thought Tina was saying that Miss D didn't use Kayla to her full potential.
Yeah.
But then when we heard Kayla's response, it seemed like they were mad at the parents and the other kids respecting Kayla.
Yeah, so, I was shocked to hear that because our stance, remember this whole season, we've been talking about, you know, Kayla as far as like not getting any shine when it comes to Ms. D. She's not utilizing her or whatever, but you know, her perspective is totally different. So that threw me off a little bit.
And maybe because we didn't get a chance to see those clips and stuff and, you know, to see what the other, how the other parents treated Kayla.
Yeah.
And it seems like they got really petty, but to me, how can Ms. D make that not happen? Or how can Ms. D make it better or make these parents respect Kayla? Is it because she's not giving her? Does it go one in hand with her not really giving her the reins?
It's probably just going to be a matter of time because right now Kayla's a year older than the girls. Mm-hmm. You know, she's basically almost still a team member in a lot of the ways. So it's only going to, you know, maybe 3 years from now. Once she gets a little bit more distance age-wise,
that's
going to change.
Do you think?
Yes and no. I agree with that partly.
Also, too, because once everybody that she was on the team with has graduated, then the new members are only going to see her as a coach.
But majority of the team are new members now.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I do believe in time she's gonna earn her own respect. Mm-hmm, however. Yeah. It always starts with the head.
Mm-hmm.
The head is the one who tells the flock to respect. You know, you set it up in order. So it has to come from Ms. D.
Right. And that's what I was saying. That's why I proposed the question that way. Is there something that Ms. D is not doing to allow the girls to respect her? We saw her allow her to have, you know, control over a stance, take it away from her, take control over it. Mm-hmm. And then we saw her, you know, teach some of the girls some moves. And then she's like, you know, never mind. You can't do this.
Right, undermining
her. She just keeps taking it away. So how can the other girls respect her? How can parents respect her?
Yeah, so it is partly due to what Coach Diana is doing and not doing.
Yeah,
it is
not
partly
doing.
That.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I mean, so I think you both have the right answers.
Right.
Yes.
Yay. So, two other people. It seems like there's a lot of mistreatment. It's like all these mistreating things. So, the twins and Selena. Selena kept making, you know, comments that she felt, you know, she's always the target. Miss D, and it did seem like Miss D kept targeting her.
Mm-hmm.
But a big deal was the twins. Everyone had the questions all season long about the twins. Mm-hmm. You know, are they qualified? Do they want to be on the team? What did you guys get from having them come out and sit on the couch? And
girl,
go ahead, Tara.
I really liked when Miss D said, you know, they said they didn't feel supported by Ms. D. And she was like, what do you want me to do? Hold your hand. I treat you like I'm not out there, you know, making babying Cameron.
Right.
I treat all the girls equally. I like that she said that. Also, too, I don't know if Star and Sky realize, like, they say that they've, you know, told Ms. D they want to be on the team and they've showed their interest in everything. But, like, think of, like, the thousands of girls who would die to be on this team. Mm-hmm. Like, they have such a coveted spot and they're just not appreciating that, it seems like. And, and as much as they say that they really want to be there and stuff, I don't think that they are appreciating how many people would die to be in their position.
It's almost like you just want to shake them. Like, is there any marbles? Is there anything up there?
So here's my view on it, right? And I don't want to overstep my boundaries by just trying to insinuate certain things that it could not be.
Okay.
This is just a personal opinion.
Okay.
They're twins, but they're not the twins like my twins.
And I was going to say, Robin knows twins.
So they're not that kind of twins. My twins know for sure you don't get any special treatment because you're twins. I know a lot of people do the whole, like, type of thing.
Mm.
No. We're not doing any of that. You got to understand that you are two individuals. You don't get any special treatment because of that. So I think that Selena has not done them any justice. Mm. She's brought them up as twins and very special so that they have a few things kind of working against them.
Mm.
Sanjay being their older sister.
Right.
So they kind of have to walk into her footsteps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they do have this air about them. They're very sweet girls, but I'm saying air as far as they're twins, and I think that they've been shown a lot of treatment, you know, special treatment mm-hmm. since they were, look at how the dad treats them. Mm-hmm. Oh, my baby girls, my twins, you know, they're special.
Yeah.
So the fact that they come into this dollhouse and Miss Diana's just like, okay, which one are you? And which, you know, she doesn't care about that.
Right.
It's sort of like you still have to earn your right, just like all of these other girls individually.
Right. Right.
So I think it's hard for them.
See that.
And, do you think that maybe one of them actually may want to dance and one of them may not, but they don't want to separate?
They don't want to separate.
You can tell. Because they have to do everything exactly. Whoever has Sky on her butt, on her shorts, whatever. The other one's mm-hmm. name Star has yeah. one, you know, it's just like, it's like you were saying, it's like the twin special thing, and maybe they need to branch off and try two different things to create a personality, because they're like two negatives feeding off of each other.
Yeah,
not saying that they're negative girls or they're bad girls, they're just two like sloths
and they
not
do
not sloths though.
They keep yes. saying they want to be there, and I believe
yeah.
that.
She didn't
like,
mean
they want to be there,
but she didn't mean it. But you know what I mean?
Sloths.
They're just but like you know what I mean.
Like, that was pretty funny.
They're like two infections. Like
oh, okay.
No.
It's just getting...
not like that. I'm just saying like. No, I'm
going
to take a break.
We're going to get, I think Selena's calling in right now.
Hello? No, but it does.
You better be careful.
Hear her screaming through the earphones.
Doesn't it seem like that, though? They're just very two, like, mopey people feeding off of each
yeah.
other. Let me just say that.
Keeps going like this.
I can't win for anything. I'm not even trying to talk bad about them. I'm just saying
no,
what everyone
not,
else
the
is saying.
Thing is the word choice is hilarious.
I'm sorry. Sorry, twins.
I'm not saying they're cancer, but just...
No. Not that bad. And let us know what you guys are saying in the comments. Give us 5 stars
oh
on iTunes.
Y'all are going to love that.
Ray, how funny our show is today.
Oh, my.
Also, let us know what you guys have thought about this episode and how crazy. Let's get into yeah. this part. Let yeah. us know what you guys think about this whole Neva and
oh my
Miss
God.
D situation.
That was so emotional.
Let's get into it.
Okay, Tamara cried.
You cried?
I'm just playing. She didn't
I mean,
cry.
Not, no, I didn't cry. I don't cry, but like, it was, I was like, oh, I have never loved Miss D so much after she just serves it to Neva and just, that's so true. About the point was that Neva would have to explain to her girls mm-hmm. what the money
that's
meant.
So
okay,
true.
So you know, wait, so let's before we jump in. Okay, so we have Tyrus. Let's get these guys out the way. We have Tyrus, Quincy, and John. They join Miss D on the couch. They talk about whatever, how Miss D dishes out all this stuff, but she can't take it. Do we mm-hmm. agree with that? Do we agree that Miss D kind of throws stuff out sometimes and she can't take it when people bring it back onto her?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, to a
what
degree.
Do you think?
Not to a ridiculous amount. No, just like anybody. I don't know. No,
she's like the girl. She reminds me of the girl in high school where... You know, that hard girl. She was like, test me if you want to run up. If you, you know, right. She reminds me of that girl who, like, when somebody actually does run up, it's just kind of like, oh, you know, like, you really wanted to go there and you don't know quite how to take it. That's who she reminds me of.
Okay.
She's a lot of bark and but not a whole lot of bite.
You don't think she has a lot of bite?
I don't think so, because I ain't never seen her flex.
Keep it real.
But don't try to put me in your category.
Anything that she really gets.
I've never seen her flex.
Who, Miss D?
She talks a lot, but I'm saying when
oh, so you
listen, she's been in situations where it totally deserved a flex.
Yeah,
like it totally
exactly.
deserved that, but she's never done it.
Anytime she's actually really gotten upset about something, it's because somebody like Neva crossed the line. When somebody's given it back to her, I feel like she can take it, because when it's equal, she doesn't have a problem. It's only when somebody crosses the line,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. You get what she just said?
No,
because
I get what she's saying, but I think I agree. I think she is a lot of bark and no bite because she says a lot of things.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she does not know how to take it.
Who? What was it? Neva who grabbed her arm in that whole?
Yes.
Okay, it was Neva.
Yeah.
deserved a flex was old boy who kicked his leg.
Robin is about to read it Miss B for her flex.
I'm right. Just saying, TV or no TV, camera, no camera, if you put your leg up and you like put a motion like you gonna kick me, it's gonna go down.
Right.
You put your hand like she's grabbed. I'm just saying.
She's like twisted.
I understand
her arm
the kids are there.
Like this, Robin.
Right. That it deserves a flex. So I'm saying she has a lot. She's like, don't you put your hand on me and all of that stuff. And I'm like, okay, I get it. And we've discussed it before.
Yeah.
And we of course have said you need to be respectable because you need to be a role model. There's children. Right. However, we're in the hallway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like certain things. And you're not gonna do certain things to me.
Yeah.
Without me rising up. But I'm saying she doesn't.
And I agree. So, okay. So, whatever. The guys were right. That's all they brought them there on the stage to say was, Miss D puts out a lot. She doesn't take it. And she goes, I beg to differ. Okay, bye, guys. Thank you for having. We had a great time.
In your opinions, who wants their own show? I mean, I know they all probably want their own spinoff, but who really wants their own show?
Tyrus.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Him
Tyrus,
and his,
you want your show?
Yeah, and I will, and I'll need them to come paint my hair when we recap it.
What if outside of the show, Tyrus is this like butch? He's just got like regular hair. Like,
he's like, but this like is my character. Side job, he's honey. Like,
when are we starting? Okay, camera's on.
That would be hilarious. I dare somebody to snap pictures of him on the low and like tweet us.
Or Tyrus is actually the guy that dressed up as Neva in the battle.
That's so funny.
Sorry, Tyrus. Just kidding. So, Miss D and Neva, ring, 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 boxing match. This is what everyone was waiting for. So, Neva comes out and they recap all the drama between these two women on the show, which it should never have to be about these two grown women, but it was a lot of the season. So we see all of the fights, the back and forth, the stands that were back and forth against each other, all of that. And Neva says, you know what inspired the last stand or whatever that I threw the jab was, you know, I talked to some clergy.
I love that.
Okay, if we ever had to have an asshole of the week on this show, last week, it goes to Neva. Because I talked to some clergy.
That's funny.
That's you know really she funny. From the South. They had to bring back. So I had to call on the Lord. And the Lord told me in the middle of the night, she had to bring some kind of Jesus into this. Because she knew she was completely wrong.
Yeah. She even said after that, because I think she heard how crazy that sounded. And then like, she was like, they said not to do it, but.
No, they did. She's like, disclaimer, warning. They did not say to do what I did, but I did it anyway. Mm-hmm. So what. Now we got a more breakdown because when we saw the episode, they didn't show the money being thrown. So we didn't get a chance to see that. They didn't show us, you know, the full scope of it. But when it is said back how it was, that was very disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Neva apologized, but Miss D wasn't accepting her apology. So her apology was for having a donkey or a horse come out, shaking his behind, and the girls throwing money at it. So Miss D's argument was, what really hurt her is that, yes, she's had to, we know in her past she's done porn. And I don't know if she was a stripper too, but I know she's done porn for sure. She talked about that. What was really disturbing for her was that the fact that Neva had to explain to her girls that she was a prostitute or a porn star or had to
a stripper.
Okay, great. Stripper.
English boy, she on the road. Hey, I'm just playing. But she did. I mean, she got down for money.
She got down for money.
She shook her ass. Yes, she said.
So. It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible. Is that forgivable? Is that something that you could forgive?
That's hard because that's on film. That'll never go away. That's YouTubeable. That's, you know,
her son.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, really hard because even if we're sitting here and we have a conversation, if I say something to you that really hurts your feelings, it came out. Mm-hmm. And so you can never really take that back. But it's that much more magnified if it's on television.
Right.
That's hard to do. You got to be a special person in order to forgive that. And I guess maybe you can forgive it, but, you know, definitely not forget it. And I would still probably have a problem with her.
So was Miss D's reaction to how she handled it, was it appropriate? Or do you think she went overboard?
Yeah. No. Because Neva crossed the line. Miss D very boldly says, like, you know, the horse thing, I don't have a problem with that at all. Which, if it had just been a horse, that would have probably been even, because...
And that's maybe why we didn't understand why she was so mad after. Because we were like, she got so mad and she dishes it, but she can't take it.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to see the money.
Because they were both basically making fun of each other's looks.
Right.
Well, that's probably why the judges reacted the way that they did.
Yes, because of the money tossing. Mm-hmm, yeah.
But when she, you know, exactly that. She's like, I've been honest about things, but you cross a line when you have to explain to the girls what the significance of the money is.
I agree.
That crosses a line. And it did cross a line. Like, that is... And then when she says, Neva, I know so much about you that would make the internet blow up. Mm-hmm. Like, that, I'm sure that's true. She's being classy by, you know, she's probably something to herself.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the same time, to Neva's defense, and I'm not really defending her, but I'm just saying, truth is, the girls are at an age where they're probably able to, they probably know all the stuff already about Misty.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if I'm on her show, let's be real, this is about Bring It and the dolls. If I'm on her show, I probably Googled her. I probably Googled the other girls, you know, who my competition is or whatever. So they probably already had some, you know, sort of knowledge, but not that it made it any better.
Yeah. And what was interesting is that it almost seemed that Miss D was so upset that she was crying, like she was going to cry.
Yeah.
But Neva cried. So what was Neva crying about? Do you think she was crying because she felt
she was
so awful?
I think she was crying because she got called out. Like, I think she knew she was wrong at that point.
But she knew she was wrong because she apologized. So why is she crying? Like, and then to talk about clergy, you should have just completely walked on stage and said, first things first, I'm sorry for everything that I did.
This is what I think. I think that people create characters for TV, and that's not necessarily who you really are. So at the end of the day, you have to go home, you look at yourself in the mirror, and then you're like, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's Neva's story. She might be loud and boisterous and all of that. She might be, I'll give her that. But I think she created a character. She's a nemesis. And I feel like that's not who she really, really is. So that she's probably like, this
ashamed.
Is not me.
Yeah.
And ashamed, yeah.
Yeah. So,
hopefully
we have another season, they said, of Bring It, right?
Well, hey.
They got another one.
y'all excited about that or not?
I'm like, look, I was waiting for you guys to get it. Yay, congratulations.
I mean, I'm going to need to see something different. Like, in real life, I'm going to need to see something different from them.
Wait. Yeah. Completely different.
Yeah.
We didn't want to sign off with our last 4 minutes of saying we won't be back, but
right. I mean, we love y'all, ladies and girls.
Probably will be a lot different too, just because they're so busy now with the new studios and the tours and everything like that. They've got so much going on.
Yeah, let me say this. This is what I was thinking when I was at home, right?
Let us know.
You know who I got a shout out for? Real TV. Real reality TV.
Ooh.
This has nothing to do with the price of making butter, but I got a shout out Catfish from MTV.
Why?
Catfish is the realest you can get.
It's the real.
It's real. Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, this is what happens. My emotions, somebody's playing me. Yes. I don't know if that's who it is. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. You watch Catfish.
Into Catfish. I wasn't up on it at first, but I got into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're just real. And so I really miss real reality. Yeah. And I was saying, I was telling my husband, like, why do they call it reality TV? It ain't reality. It's produced. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I just got to shout y'all out. So, Neve, Max, what up, y'all in TV?
They need to have Robin on.
I'm telling you, I put on a producer's hat, you know, a lot of the time.
I like those kind of shows, too, because, like, I like anything that's the closest to reality to watch just because of this simple reason. We get so involved in the show. In the beginning, we loved Bring It. We were like, this is my baby. I cry over it every Friday night. And then it got to a certain point where it was just like...
And it's predictable.
And it's like, okay, okay, okay. Yeah. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm sorry, baby. I got to let you go.
Yeah.
So that's my announcement. I won't be here next season.
Well. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, you guys have been in for the long haul.
Yeah, we really have. Yeah. And if we see a change... Ooh, something's flying in front of me. If we see a change, then, you know, definitely we'll be back. Do you guys have any predictions or anything?
I want to do the season again. I like this show. But,
well, let us know how Neva is.
Yeah. But I will say this. Like, I've been having a lot of conversations about reality shows lately about how the forced conflict, like, we don't need... American reality shows versus like British reality shows, like they've done away with the conflict and they're so much easier to watch and more enjoyable than the like forced conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, reality, I think that there's so much more, substance than, I mean, naturally, than what they have to produce. Mm-hmm. We don't need it.
Nope, we don't need it. So,
my prediction is that English ain't coming back. Just kidding.
Let's get into some predictions.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Do you have any predictions, Tamara?
Let's see. Lord, I should have thought about this a little bit more. I predict that Kayla will take on a bigger role next season. Mm-hmm. English is bored by that prediction.
No, I'm not.
No, okay, so then, yeah, no?
No, that's you're it. Done? I don't really have anything.
I predict that Cameron is going to kill next season. I predict that Kayla is going to have a little bit more of a role next season. And that's all I have. Maybe Faith, she steps it up. She begins to shine.
Okay, I would love to see more of the dance next season. I doubt that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's what I want to see.
My prediction is that we have had such a great season with you guys. We appreciate you guys so much. Our fans have been fantastic. You guys have wrote us like each and every week, have been in our DMs, have tweeted us, have been completely loyal, and we appreciate that.
We do.
We can't wait to see you guys next season. We may not be watching it with you.
But you can always reach us.
You can always reach us all the time. I'm your host, English Cleveland. It has been an awesome time recapping with you guys.
And where can we find you,
English? We'll miss you guys. You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Feel free to reach out to me on all of my social media platforms at Robin Ayers.
So convenient. And I'm Tamara Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara and on Instagram at Tamara _blue.
Until next season, we'll see you later. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.